Thanks, John. A very good evening. Well, now, conditions for the residents of Gaza worsened still further this afternoon when a United Nations aid agency suspended its entire operations. That's after one of its workers was killed. And in an unusually strong terms, the International Red Cross today criticized Israel after finding several starving children next to the corpses of their mothers in a house just meters away from an Israeli military position. The ICRC chief in Gaza has accused the Israelis of breaching international humanitarian law in what he called a shocking incident. The day began with the first rocket attack on Israel out of Lebanon since this Gaza crisis began. Three Katyusha rockets were fired in from an area north of the Lebanese coastal village of Nakoura towards northern Israel. One hit a nursing home in Nahariya, slightly injuring two people. Israel retaliated with an artillery salvo into southern Lebanon, but the Israelis say they believe it was Palestinian militiamen, not Hezbollah, behind today's attacks. In Gaza City, residents described last night's bombardment by the Israelis as among the heaviest so far. In the devastated Zaytoun neighborhood, the Red Cross found several starving children too weak to stand up. And this afternoon, the United Nations Relief and Work Agency in Gaza suspended operations after one of its drivers was killed as his convoy approached the Erez crossing. 765 Palestinians are now thought to have died since the Israeli operation began a fortnight ago. Israel has confirmed the loss of two soldiers today, one killed by a Hamas anti-tank missile. Israel has banned international journalists from entering Gaza, but our diplomatic correspondent Jonathan Rugman reports now from the Israel-Gaza border.
This was one of four starving Palestinian children the ICRC accuses Israel of deliberately abandoning. For 4 days, ambulances tried to reach them, but the Israeli army said no. And when medics were allowed in, the children were found sitting among the corpses of at least a dozen people, including their own mothers.
We went into homes and found the injured and the living all in the same house. They had been there for more than 4 days. Of course, the bodies were decomposed.
There's no sign of a let-up to Israel's offensive. There was another three-hour lull today to let in badly needed UN aid. But in a bitter irony, the UN says it's now too dangerous to deliver it. That's because Israeli forces shot and injured two Palestinian drivers and killed another while they were on their way to pick up UN supplies today.
They asked us to come to work in Erez on the forklift to unload supplies and aid from Erez to Gaza. When we were in the vehicle, we received a telephone call and were told that coordination was being made for us to come across because the army blocked the road. We crossed, then the Israeli army started to fire at us.
We have been forced to suspend our aid operations in Gaza because of a number of incidents against our staff. Firstly, three Palestinian colleagues have been killed in the fighting. Our installations are taking direct hits. And in the latest incident, a convoy of three vehicles was going in to recover the body of a dead colleague when it came under direct fire from the Israeli army.
The only people allowed out of Gaza are foreign passport holders, and diplomats escorted them into Israel from the border today.
Happy to be out, but at the same time I feel shameful that I'm leaving abandoning my family.
Abandoning them to a world like this. Two Palestinians were reported killed here in the Beit Lahia district, which was hit by an airstrike. Even as a senior Israeli official was heading to Cairo to talk about an eventual peace. An apartment block in the southern town of Rafah was one of more than 60 targets Israel says it hit from the air last night as it tries to obliterate the militants' homes, their smuggling tunnels, their meeting places and mosques where Israel claims Hamas stores its weapons. And these attacks seem likely to continue till Washington signals that enough is enough and the UN Security Council says stop. Jonathan Rugman, Channel 4 News, on Israel's border with Gaza.
And another disturbing development this evening. In Gaza City's northern area of Jabalia, paramedics report finding bodies that have apparently been run over by Israeli army tanks. During a lull in the fighting, Palestinian medics brought the dead and wounded to hospital. In one particularly gruesome incident, the remains of a charred baby were recovered.
We found bodies that the tanks drove over. The medics checked the bodies and found damage at the cellular level and bodies. The baby girl, aged 5 months, she was dead for more than 2 days.
Well, earlier I spoke to Katerina Ritz of the International Red Cross. She's head of mission here in Jerusalem. I asked her if she believed Israel no longer respects the neutrality of the International Red Cross.
Let's say they don't trust the neutrality of the humanitarian world, and they believe, they say, okay, we know, we trust you, but okay, there could be somebody in your car which you can't really tell us that somebody's there.
Now, when your team entered that area in Zaytun, what did they find?
The first, what they found is roadblocks and earth, I mean mud walls covering, I mean blocking the road, so we could not bring in the ambulances. The team had to walk for 1.5 kilometer or 1 kilometer, and then they started to see some dead bodies of women in front of doors. They went in the first house, they found dead bodies, they went into a second house, they found survivors. So this went on, they found in one house a woman, a mother, dead on the floor, and 2 children next to her, completely weakened because they hadn't had any food and water. They couldn't hardly stand on their own leg. And the team went through 10 houses and found like at least 18 wounded. They evacuated 12 weak civilians, but not wounded, and 4 children.
But effectively, you're finding, your teams in Gaza City are finding starving children sitting next to their dead mothers.
That's the situation they have, or that was the situation which was presented yesterday, last night. And I think this was really shocking to see this.
What did the Israeli army do? Did they intervene in any way? Did they hinder your teams?
So what happened is because they tried to ask to remove the roadblocks, so there was no reaction to this.
Israeli roadblocks?
Exactly. I mean, the road, the earth mound from the Israeli to open the road so the ambulances can arrive. So this was not done. And what they went is to get a donkey cart. So they brought the donkey cart, and then with this they evacuated the people as much as possible, the wounded, the children, and 2 dead bodies, and brought out them through this to the 4 ambulances which were with them.
So Israeli soldiers were watching this, they were preventing ambulances from going in, and they were watching the ICRC remove injured people, starving children, on a donkey cart?
Yes, that's what happened last night, yeah. So you can imagine the team and the ambulance drivers, they were really shocked having to face this situation, yeah.
Are you saying that the Israelis have breached their international relations during this war?
I think it's very clear, and under the international humanitarian law, and every army has the obligation to tend the wounded and the civilians, to feed them if they cannot evacuate them, to treat them if they cannot get an ambulance in, and I think they have to have the dead somehow with some dignity stored so that they can get afterwards a burial which is appropriately. So this was as well the most disturbing situation we found. I mean, the people alive, they were with the dead bodies, there was no food given, there was no medical treatment given, and the soldiers were nearby.
Are the Israelis failing in their international obligations?
When it comes to this incident yesterday, and we really hope this is the only incident, and then yes, they have failed to do this.
Well, I'm joined now by the Israeli Prime Minister spokesman, Mark Regev. Mr. Regev, thanks for being with us tonight.
My pleasure.
Can you explain to people why on earth Israeli Defense Forces wish to interfere and prevent the Red Cross reaching dead and wounded civilians?
We have no such intention. I mean, ultimately, we will do what we can, what needs to be done, to work with humanitarian organizations like the Red Cross.
Mr. Regev, for 3 days, the Red Cross couldn't get to a situation where there were starving children sitting next to the corpses of their mothers. A lot of our viewers will be saying, in the name of humanity, what kind of government allows its soldiers to stop the RC getting to those people?
First of all, we have to investigate what happened. We have to make sure lines of communication are open and working, that the telephones are working. We have to make sure.
Mr. Regev, I think you know what happened. Your soldiers were there, they were close to this position. The Red Cross are not in the business of making this
I know, and we take the Red Cross very seriously, and that's why we're investigating. But I think you should also be aware that Hamas is playing the game of atrocity propaganda.
I'm not talking about Hamas, I'm talking about your soldiers preventing the Red Cross. I'm inviting you, Mr. Regev, to apologise to the Red Cross for this.
We want to work with the Red Cross. We see them as playing an important role. We have a good relationship with them. We want to continue that relationship. There's a difficult combat situation, as you know, in Gaza. In spite of the difficulties, we want to work with the Red Cross and help them do their job.
Mr. Regev, the Red Cross had to walk 1 kilometre to reach these people. Your soldiers prevented them getting their ambulances in. Your soldiers forced the Red Cross to get these people out, starving children, on a donkey cart. In the name of humanity, what is Israel doing?
I want to be clear here. It's a difficult combat situation. You know that. People are getting killed. Our soldiers are under constant fire. We have to work in, despite that difficult situation, it's incumbent upon us to work effectively.
This will not do. Your soldiers were not under fire in
that
situation.
How do you know that, sir? How do you know that? 3 days my soldiers were not under fire.
I'm not talking about 3 days.
The Red Cross knows that my soldiers were under fire.
They went in there to rescue those people. They were not under fire.
At that particular time, but maybe many situations were. Maybe they were in danger. You don't know this. Your sources here, I'm saying they're good sources, but they're only giving part of the picture. They're giving part of the picture. There's a difficult combat situation in Gaza. Everybody knows that.
My source is the head of the Red Cross mission in Gaza and the head of the Red Cross mission in Jerusalem. These people are not in the business of propaganda.
I agree, and we want to work with them, and we agree with them. But I do know also that the Hamas movement has an interest in portraying humanitarian...